Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of The Liminal Lands, an episode I'm calling A Rich Discussion. Quickly, before today's episode begins, I do need to thank our newest patron, Rhody Rhodes, who is a descendant of Gemini. Thanks for joining our liminal family, Rhody. Now, on with the show. Hello, hypothetical future listeners. It's quiet. Incredibly so. It's just weird. I've felt so alone for so long now. Ever since I fell out of that damn tree and into this world, I've felt alone. Tonight's different. Off to one side, sort of back the way I came, a fire. Off to the other side, by that canyon, is another fire. And somewhere around here, probably close, I don't know, Rich Winslow is around. I think Rich is hard to see even during the daytime. Just looks like a damn shadow. And fucking impossible to see at night. So yeah, me, two other fires, and Rich, all within sight of one another. It's almost a damn party. If I had known, I would have brought chips and beer. I've been here however long. I've met Cheshire, that Loki guy, and Yiggy. If you can count a god who is also a cave somehow as a person you've met. But that is, whatever. It's just strange. And, you know, what are those people who built fires doing? Is it more than one person out there? A family? A lone wanderer like me trying to make their way home? Although, knowing this place, it's probably some friggin' anglerfish type thing, trying to lure in unsuspecting victims to their death by mimicking a warm fire. Son of a bitch. I sure wish I hadn't thought of that, damn it. Oh, great. Now that's all I'm going to be able to think of. All night long, that's just perfect. I need something to occupy my mind, damn it. It's just gonna run rampant. I need some sort of palate cleanser. Like when you've just finished watching a scary movie at night. So you put on cartoons for 10 or 15 minutes. Just to, like, reboot your brain a bit. Oh, come on, don't look at me that way. I can't be the only one who's had to do that. I'd kill to be able to watch some Bugs Bunny or something. Or hell, a book. A deck of cards. Friggin' anything. Unfortunately, I've not got anything. I've got my tape recorder, my connection to you, dear HFLs, and a radio that hasn't picked up a single damn note. Wait a minute. Don't radios work better at night? Something to do with the signal bouncing off the atmosphere or some shit? Maybe. It's worth trying, isn't it?
Let's see. Where is that?
Okay, here it is. Here goes nothing. Okay, let's see if anything anywhere on the dial. Oh. Well, that was something. What is it, the Public Domain Power Hour or something?
Come here.
Oh well, I guess that's it. 20 seconds of a song that sounds like it was recorded around the time dinosaurs were going extinct or turning into chickens or whatever they supposedly did. That didn't exactly scratch the itch. And I guess that's all I'm gonna get, damn it.
Come here. Now!
I think I need to go somewhere. I should go north. I gotta go. I need to be moving. I gotta...
Well, maybe I should wait. I don't even have a light or anything. Why did I even... Well, it is important. I probably don't need a light.
Yeah, I'll be fine. No need to worry.
Honey, you're drunk. Go to bed.
Oh, Rich. It's you. There you are.
Honey, you're drunk. Go to bed.
Damn, Rich. You are so good. You literally sound exactly like her. Like she sounded then, I mean. That was 3 years ago? After a party. When we got home, I tried to get frisky. She wasn't in the mood. Now, what was I doing? Was I going somewhere?
I think we should start heading home. It's getting late.
Yeah, that's... I was just... Huh. I don't know what I was doing. Maybe I just needed to pee. I must be more tired than I thought. And hungry. Maybe tomorrow I'll be rested and fed. Ah, the dream. Shit, it is cold, though. I gotta get back to the fire. Whew. Oh yeah, that is much better. I don't know what that was about. Just really tired, I guess. I'm gonna lay down. Hey, Rich, thanks for, you know, whatever.
Consider it an early birthday present.
I don't understand you, Rich. Are you picking specific memories to try and get a point across? Or are you just plucking things at random from my brain? Like a parrot just randomly spewing shit out that it's been taught in the past.
Wouldn't you like to know?
See? That's the kind of shit that makes me think you're smarter than I thought previously. That seems to make a certain amount of sense in context. Like, I could interpret that as having meaning. But, you know, I don't know if it actually does. It's like, maybe I'm doing that thing where you make stuff make sense. Like, the first time you hear a song backwards, it sounds like gibberish. Then someone tells you what it sounds like to them, what it supposedly says, and suddenly you can hear it. Am I getting some meaning out of random things because I expect there to be meaning? Oh, I just thought of the perfect example. Coco the gorilla. That one that knew sign language. Some sign language, anyways. Her handlers all thought she was communicating, but the larger scientific community looked at what she was actually signing and figured it was basically random, and her handlers were making gigantic leaps of logic to try and quote-unquote interpret it. Is that what I'm doing?
You keep that up, mister, and you're going to be sleeping on the couch.
See, I could take that and probably make that have some sort of meaning if I wanted to. I could say, well, maybe that's in response to me comparing you to Coco the gorilla. So you quickly searched through my mind and found a time my wife playfully admonished me. But, on the other hand, I was constantly teasing her, messing with her. She probably said those exact same words to me 1,000 times. And it's late, and I'm laying down, and I'm thinking about sleeping, so it could just be the closest memory by association.
You sure are lucky I married you for your looks, you dumb, handsome bastard.
See, that really makes me think it's either random, or more likely, plucked from my memories closest to the top of my mind. But whatever. You know, if it makes me feel better to ascribe meaning to something that's meaningless, well... That isn't hurting anyone, is it?
If you say so.
It's like when we were stuck in that barn and singing together. My memory of singing that song with Nicole was front and center, so you were able to read that from my mind and join in. But normally, a person's mind isn't laser-focused on one specific thing like that. It's a roiling mess of half-remembered moments and quick flashes of recall related to whatever's currently going on. Synapses that are connected almost randomly.
So, even if what you're saying is random, it's still connected, tangentially at least. But maybe the things you're saying have more meaning than that.
You sure are lucky I married you for your smarts, you ugly, intelligent bastard.
See, I'm just going to take that, and I'm going to interpret it as me being correct. Because, like I said, it isn't hurting anyone. You know, this is the most talkative I think you've been... ever. What's the deal? You're usually so quiet.
This is pretty good. You should try it.
Are you... Was that you being sassy? Fine. I didn't want to talk anymore anyways. More comfortable rolled over on my other side. Oh, HFLs. You're still here. Honestly, kind of forgot I was still recording. I don't even know what I was talking about. Oh shit, my finger! There, I was going to mention that before I actually went to sleep. It's done. I put it in earlier and kind of forgot about it. Everything burned away, the skin, the meat, ugh. But there's just a couple of small charred bones left. That was a surreal experience. I put part of myself in the fire and burned it away. You know, I could have just, and I considered, keeping the bones in the fire and burn them all to ash, ground up anything left with a rock, but I don't know. Up until a couple of weeks ago, they were attached to me, literally. So I guess I'm attached to them. So I'm going to keep them. Maybe if I make it back home, I can put them on display or something. But you know, honestly, I think I decided to keep them for a different reason. They're a reminder that I'm dumb. Or really, that it's so easy to make a mistake. And a small mistake when you're at home is an oopsie. But in a survival situation, which is what I'm in, a small mistake can be a death sentence. And that isn't even taking into account the extraordinary nature of this place. So these bones are going into a pocket. And with that cheery thought, I'm going to go to sleep. Good night, HFLs.
Honey, you're drunk. Go to bed.
No way. I know.
Okay, now I'm being serious. You need to stop it.
Ow, what the f- Rich? Get the hell off of me. What are you doing? What the hell? Where am I?
I'm going away, but I won't come back on a lonesome railroad line. But I can't forget that sweet little girl who sleeps in the pines, in the pines.
As always, thanks for listening, guys. If you like the Liminal Lands, you know what I'm going to ask. Share it, rate it, whatever. Anything to get my dulcet tones into more people's ears. If you like this kind of stuff, consider joining my Patreon as well. For as little as $3 a month, you get access to all the bonus content. I just finished up a 3-part story from the Cat's Pass called The Chemist. It's pretty darn good. I also want to thank Naomi Richards, who helped me today by providing a little bit of a voice for me. She's over on the Morbid Forest podcast. You should check it out.
I'm in one of the episodes.
This week I'm listening to a podcast called Be Not Afraid. It's really, really good. Its mixture of humor and theology is amazing. As always, I'll provide a link for that in the show notes. You should really check it out. With all that being said, the next episode won't release until after the holidays, so I just want to send a special holiday greeting out to everybody, guys. Whatever it is you celebrate, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever, just enjoy it. Spend time with loved ones, guys. So, thanks for listening, and happy holidays from my liminal family to your liminal family. Until next time, beware of doorways.